Jack Daniel's whiskey at 1.5 is how the folks around here have been living their lives, waking and baking.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for sticking with us on this Thursday morning. We do appreciate it. 251-343-0106 if you would like to weigh in on anything we are discussing this morning. Still to come on the program, he's running for governor, Lou Burdett, formerly of Books a Million, now president of King's Ranch. I think we got him one of the first interviews, at least you're going to hear anywhere. We got him coming up. Also, Congressman Jerry Carl will join us also in the 11 o'clock hour. So a lot of reasons for you to stick around. But joining us now, always a pleasure to bring this next gentleman on. I am very grateful he makes time for us. State Senator David Sessions on the line with us. Senator, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jeff. I'm doing very well.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. We always appreciate it. Kind of wanted to get you on and kind of talk about what we're looking at here in a few days. A session starts back up for this fourth year of a quadrennium. Your first term as a senator here, but talk a little bit about this here that you are now we're looking at this fourth year of a quadrennium. Doesn't quite seem to be the typical fourth year of a quadrennium. You lost that year in 2020, and here it is. Things are really picking back up, but this could be a little more hectic than usual.
I believe you're right, Jeff. It's going to be a pretty packed session. You know, constitutionally, it's our duty to go in and pass budgets. So I think the education budget and the general fund budget are in good shape, from what I understand. We haven't had any budget hearings yet, but we'll have them probably Tuesday morning before we go in at noon. And, you know, we have a lot of ARPA funds to deal with, and I think we want to deal with them cautiously and make sure that we don't duplicate services with those funds. You know, funds that education budget normally pays for, we want them to continue that and use these ARPA funds in a way that benefits the state the best that we can. So I'm sure that'll take a lot of discussion and a lot of time up. And then we have the normal things, and like you had mentioned, we lost that second year from COVID. Basically, you know, we're out for most of the session and went in toward the end and got the budgets done and left, and that really, you know, that really kind of hampers your, like, I was a first time senator or a first time House member or someone who really has an issue at home that they wanted to work on. You know, that first year you're just learning where everything's at and how everything works, and that second year is usually the year that you get an opportunity to introduce something that means a lot to you back at home. So I think we'll have a lot of that this year that you normally would not have on a fourth year. So I think it's going to be a pretty packed and busy session. I know it. Election year, and a lot of members would like to get out early, but I personally think we're going to have to take our time and get as much done as we can. Yeah.
Well, tell me another thing that seems to take up a lot of time and effort: local bills, local legislation. Does that hold true? Does that seem to pertain to Mobile County? Are you going to be busy, or will the delegation be busy with those things?
There's not a whole lot Mobile County. We most of the delegation, not all the delegation, but most of the delegation has some pretty good experience in the legislature. So we've been able to handle most of our local legislation fairly easy the last 3 years. Like I said, the second year was a bust, but the first year and then the third year we had a couple things that we got done, and I don't see anything really, really burning locally that any one particular member has. Now, I can't speak for them 100%, but I haven't heard or you know, they haven't contacted me about something that they really want to do locally.
Speaking of local things, I know it's not necessarily adjacent to your state senate district, but certainly I think impacts it. What do you make of the this latest iteration of a Mobile Bay River Bridge Bayway offered by the MPOs?
Yeah, you know, I think they have to get it on their MPOs where we have an opportunity to fund that bridge. Hopefully we fund this project with some of this new federal infrastructure money, because yeah, that highway serves from coast to coast, Atlantic to Pacific. You've got from San Diego, California to Jacksonville, Florida. And my personal what I've related to the Al God is that I feel that's a federal issue, that majority of that should be paid for with federal dollars, because it's not fair. It's not right for Mobile and Baldwin County to try and pay for something that is utilized by the entire coastal corridor from, like I said, you got California, New Mexico, Arizona, Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, all using that corridor. So, you know, I think the infrastructure, hopefully, package will have funds available for that, and we can get that thing done.
But you feel okay with that plan they have? It seems like to me that most people are kind of like, well, it's not the best plan, but it's probably seemingly as good as it's probably going to get for the time being.
I feel like it's a good plan. You know, Jeff, I've been here all my life, 61 years old now, and I've been going through that tunnel since I was 19 years old with loads of grain on a bobtail truck, and I've tried to explain to people that if that bobtail truck was going 10 miles an hour when it got to the bottom of that tunnel because of traffic slowing down, I was only going 5 miles an hour when I got to the top of the tunnel to get off to go to Blakely Island and unload grain. So the tunnel is one of the biggest issues that backs that traffic up like an accordion. So, you know, you get most of the truck traffic off of that thing out of there and keep that traffic flowing at a 40 to 50 mile an hour pace. And I think that it doesn't solve all the problems. You're still going to have wrecks. You're still going to have some backups. But it alleviates a lot of the problems.
Joined by State Senator David Sessions here on the program. The other things that seem to like they're going to be get a lot of attention, and maybe from the Capitol Press Corps and other places. I obviously constitutional carry, and we'll get your thoughts on that. It'll be critical race theory, abortion. Is this just what we maybe should come to expect in an election year, that a lot of these things look like they're going to be on the agenda, on the docket for the legislature?
I think so. I know the House has already put out their agenda for the year, and I think two of those that you mentioned are on it, the critical race theory and the constitutional carry. So we'll see where that goes. We've got Senator Barfoot from Montgomery pre-filed a bill. It doesn't really mention critical race, but it's targeted at that. I think, the first co-sponsor on that piece of legislation. And you know, Jeff, we don't want our universities, state-funded universities, state schools funded by taxpayer dollars, teaching that one group is evil and another group is better than the other, whether it's gender or whether it's race, that it shouldn't be taught in our schools that one group is superior or inferior to another group.
What about the permitless carry, constitutional carry thing? Obviously, it seems to have sort of dominated discussion in our part of the state. You have a feeling on that one either way?
Yeah, it's an issue that's out there. It's been out there a long time. It comes up quite regular. You know, you have to weigh those pieces of legislation as to what's in them, Jeff. You know, we don't want to just open things up to where we're creating issues with our businesses that have legitimate reasons for not having weapons on their premises. You know, a shot fired in a Evonik or a Phenos or a Shell plant or a Chevron plant, you know, an errant shot fired that hits a pipe and you've got a hole the size, you know, the high size of a Superdome, and several people dead. So, you know, you've got to weigh everything that's in that piece of legislation and make decisions from that, yeah.
So it's just a wait and see what that bill's going to look like. But I guess the next question is, and I've asked some of your colleagues this, other than those things we just mentioned, though, it is going to be one of these sort of situations where a lot of people are going to be looking to try to wrap this thing up as soon as possible, because it is, as we say, it's an election year. Does that, other than being busier than usual, does that seem to be the case?
You know, there are always some legislators, and in all honesty, if you're not there, you can't pass bad legislation. So they have a point there. Because once the budgets are gone, you know, once the budgets are passed, it's so much easier to pass unfortunately, a piece of legislation that may not be as good as you think. We've done it before. We passed stuff on the last day, you know, when there was no BIR in place, that, you know, you have to come back and say, whoa, we messed up, and have to rethink things. So, you know, do they get done early? I don't think they get, we never get them done real early. It seems like it always gets kind of drug out a little bit. So I don't see us getting out extremely early, Jeff. I really don't. Like I said, I think there are a lot of House members that may have some local stuff, not necessarily here in Mobile. So, you know, I look forward to, we need to stay there and do our jobs. Like I said, well, we don't need to stay there and pass bad legislation.
One of your colleagues, Greg Albritton, not far from here in this listening area, he didn't think so the legislature could take another crack at gaming. Does that, you know, we saw how it played out in the Senate last time, and it's my understanding that maybe the Senate would pass something similar to what y'all passed in 2021 and then just kind of go through the motions to see if the House will take a shot at it.
You know, it's hard to say. I don't think there's as much desire in the Senate this year to do anything, to pass something like it was last year. But now that's just my personal thought. I mean, there may be a lot of senators that want to get this out of the way. I do not know. You know, Jeff, I'm not going to vote for I'm not going to vote for something that I think is a bad piece of legislation just so the people can vote. I don't mind voting for a good constitutional amendment that we put before the people, but philosophically, I don't like gaming. I understand we're losing money all across the state by going to other states, but if we're going to put something out there for the people to vote on, it needs to be something that benefits the entire state. And we're not giving, you know, we're not giving the state away, and make sure it's taxed properly and it's controlled. So, you know, those are the things that I'll be looking at. Last year, I did not like the bill whatsoever. When you're talking about that kind of money, you get too many groups wanting to cherry pick this and cherry pick that, benefit, you know, this and that and the other thing. You know, when it's our job to fund the state as legislators. So, you know, my personal belief is anything that has earmark on it, I just don't like. Even that, you know, send the money to the one budget or the other budget, but then the legislators and those committees decide how that's spent, not earmarking it ahead of time.
Finally, Senator, we'll get you out of here on this. You had a very busy, I guess we could call it off-season, if you will, two special sessions, one with prisons, another there that you got some vaccine, really wasn't part of it with the reapportionment, but some protections, I guess, if you will, we could call it that, about some exemptions for vaccinations. Looking back at what you were able to accomplish in that sort of off season, how do you think that's going? Do you think you guys are going to have to take another look at it, another crack at it, maybe clean some of that stuff up in the future?
We might have to. I think what we did in the special session on the vaccines worked for our businesses. And, you know, there were a lot of businesses that really needed a way to get out from under the federal mandates, which, you know, Jeff, we can do whatever we want to in the state. But at the end of the day, we're going to have to fight it out with the feds in court. Now, and I think at the end of the day, we win. Don't think that you can mandate those type things. Now, Jeff, don't get me wrong. I think healthy people, I don't think there's anything wrong with vaccines for healthy people. But I don't think they're a cure-all for everyone. I don't think everyone should be forced to take a vaccine. It should be your choice. The data is there that they keep people out of the hospitals. We want our public to be healthy and safe, but at the end of the day, it's still their choice. And we in the state of Alabama, we are determined to protect that choice. And I think Steve Marshall and the governor and everyone's on the same page on that. We may have to do a little bit more to clean it up. We've done some good things. You know, we did on the COVID liability way in last session, and so, you know, those things were necessary, and I think they're working, but there may still be more to do.
Senator, you've been very kind with your time. We always appreciate getting you on, and when you get up there, stay safe.
I will do, Jeff. Thank you, man. Good to talk to you, as always.
Good to talk to you as well. That was State Senator David Sessions there on the line. We got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Song of the South, sweet potato pie, and I shut my mouth. Gone with the wind.